We're so lucky in the Capital District to have Opelka Gallery that's been continually doing exhibitions throughout the pandemic. And they're, of course, at Russell Sage College. But what's the most interesting about the gallery is that they have such wonderful exhibitions. Nicely, Terry Conrad is here with us, who is the artist currently in residence with his exhibition, Object Permanent.
That's right.
This exhibition, I know that it's sort of a combination between sculptures and music, paintings and printing. It seems something to experience. So how are we doing this?
The thing to note is that my work, a lot of times I'm building tools to make prints. So in the show, you'll find three of these sort of time-based printing presses, and I'm sort of working in the space. Particularly, I'm there every Thursday for sure. I'm making these prints with this really slow time-based printing press. And the printing press is built out of found objects, and it's kind of architectural. It has like tubes and all this stuff going down to these like open bottom vessels, and they print over time. And that's a project that I've been working on for a handful of years now. And so there's quite a few prints in the show. During the pandemic, I started making instruments, and I kind of rekindled the interest with sound and music. I think my entry point into art was really music and that community aspect. So that you'll find some instruments in the show as well, handmade out of found objects. Also, there's this piece called the Iowa Booth. It's a nine-sided booth, essentially. It kind of riffs on this old design of a old voting booth. Instead of four sides, it's nine-sided. So the idea that multiple people can fit in there, and that's kind of just an idea, but because we use it as a place to zoom from.
Thursday evening, you have conversations with other artists that have influenced you. But it sounds like the exhibition itself is like art performing art. Does that make sense? Because I'm thinking of it as like a performance, that the machine is creating a performance while you're in the gallery.
Yeah, that's happening. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so there are these printing presses making prints, but then there's also a machine. It's called Interstitial Planes. Is basically a noisemaker. I use tin cans a lot. And so there are these motors, basically turns on and it's kind of going. And so if you go into the gallery, it'll be sort of moving on a playing, essentially a loop, but it also can be played by me. So I go and turn it on, turn it off, and it making these soundscapes.
So everything you do is made with recycled or found objects.
It's found objects. And then I also think of it as found and altered. So I collect things, and I like the idea of, oh, here's this object, and then I alter it, you know, so you can still recognize what it was. Like I said, the most common thing is this tin can, and I cut them up, fold them up to make these printing plates, but then also cut them up, fold them to make instruments. That's a lot of what's going on in the show.
Brilliant. It's recycling, and only for the best of everything. You're originally from New York, but you're now
In Iowa.
And yeah. That's how you met Tommy.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Tommy and I met at an art show a couple of years ago, and we started talking. And then we realized that our record collection is very similar from high school to now. And so we kind of went down the wormhole of, you know, talking about music that, you know, sort of influenced us.
Tommy, your music, you got to tell me about it, because I have my interpretation and I'm not sure that's because...
Oh, no, that's the best. You know, everyone has their own interpretation, so I'd love to hear what you're interpreting.
Watching your videos, listening to your music, it's like a combination of textures in your music.
Yeah, I like that.
You do a lot of videos with movement, and I thought that looked very much like Tai Chi movements. What is your background? Where are you from? How does music influence your life, and why did you choose music? So first of all, tell me, how did your music come about?
Music has always been a love for me. I wanted to play drums at a young age, so then that playing drums in sort of punk rock bands growing up, I wasn't getting the sort of creativity that I wanted. So I decided, oh, well, I can start making the songs myself. So that's how it started with, you know, trying to make songs I wanted to hear instead of just playing other people's songs. But yeah, it's sort of morphed over the years from starting out as like recording projects to getting a band together and using various instruments from, you know, traditional as like an acoustic guitar to having a contrabassoon player or, I don't know, strings, violin, upright bass. And then my wife, she has a huge collection of toy instruments and she'd incorporate those and noisemakers. So there's been a huge history of that being a part of the music where it does have those sort of layers of going from just kind of a pop song structure and then adding a, you know, that element of, I think she calls it like special effects. So it's like, you know, just this added thing. But I think that's, yeah. And then with Terry, you know, when we met, we hit it off.
Well, wait a minute. You're originally from LA?
I am from California. Yep.
Los Angeles. And Terry, you're originally from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And you two are in Iowa right now, which confuses me entirely. I mean,
we're confused too. So.
Yeah.
Iowa City is a really cool town. There's a lot of DIY sort of art things going on. And then there's also the university where there's a big art department. That's where I teach. Yeah, I think that there's a really nice community. There's a place called Public Space One where they have a lot of great events, musically and visual art kind of coming together, really creative programming that's vibrant in the community. So Iowa City is this really strange and wonderful place.
You just sort of bumped into each other in Iowa?
Yeah.
In Cedar Rapids, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've influenced one another's work.
Yeah, and particularly in the past year, you know, over the pandemic, I can't remember how we actually started talking about it. I was telling Tommy about the little guitars that I was making, and then he showed interest in wanting to play them. You know, during the pandemic, we were really, you know, just a couple miles away from each other, but we were still Zooming, and I was like showing him the instruments, and he would be like, oh yeah, can I borrow that? Yeah, you know, so I gave him a couple guitars and some microphones that I made, and then he started playing around with them.
Tommy, your name, Tommy Santee Claus.
Yeah, so Santee is my middle name. In elementary school, when kids found out that was my middle name, they, you know, started calling me Santee Claus. It's actually pronounced Santee, which is Thai. I'm also Thai. It stuck. I wanted it to be playful, not take myself too seriously. So
you are interviewing him or in conversation with him in this wonderful voting booth.
I found a voting booth years ago and I just thought beautiful structure. And so I rebuilt one and it has canvas walls and the walls change out every event. And so Tommy is preparing a set. It's a pre-recorded set and we're going to be playing that on Thursday night at 7. And then afterwards we'll have a short dialogue. There's two more upcoming events. Dispatches from the Iowa booth Thursday, March 4th at 7:00. Dante Hayes, ceramic artist, will be giving a lecture on his work. And then on March 11th, Brian DeWan will be doing a performance, you know, using some instruments that he has built and also using some of the instruments that I have built. So
you're going to be there in residence?
Yep, Thursday night. So I'm pretty much there in the early afternoon until 8:00 when these events are going on.
This Thursday coming up on the 25th, you're going to be working with Tommy Santee Claus on his music input into the exhibition. Will that music be continuing throughout the exhibition, or is it just for this one particular night?
Apalka is actually making a website that'll have all the videos from the show. And so part of the idea of the Iowa booth was a way to, a lot of people are uncomfortable with going out and you know, everybody's a little weary of going out. So we wanted to make something so the show could be experienced online as much as possible as well. So there's a little website popping up soon that kind of documents all these events. All right.
There.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You're wonderful. Thanks.
You too. Bye.